I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. We are collecting new unwrapped toys for Toys for Tots at Alice in Winterland on December 6th at the Masonic in San Francisco. So if you're lucky enough to have a ticket to it, it's completely sold out. The only way to get those tickets now is to win them here on the station. Please share your toys. Bring a new unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots when you get there and help us bring some holiday cheer to Bay Area families in need. There's five chances to win tickets today. And we're combining them with the Safeway turkey. We've got like a Safeway gift card, and it'll get you all set up for a whole Thanksgiving dinner. Tickets and turkeys are happening today at 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. So make sure you're here at the Alice all the live long day. It is Monday. We've talked a lot about the fires. I'm going to step away from that for a second here, although I did want to mention that the Veterans Resource Center is accepting cash donations to deliver supplies and assist with relief efforts. You can go to vetsresource.org and click donate. There is also AT&T and the American Red Cross. It wasn't immediately clear whether donations could specifically go to Camp Fire. It looks like you can do California Wildfires by texting CA Wildfires to 90999, and then you can text Butte Fire to 91999. So those are direct donations that AT&T does through the phones right to the American Red Cross. And if you go to RadioAlice.com, there's lots of links there if you're looking for ways to help, because there's volunteer opportunities, etc. Albums. They're going away. It's no surprise.
People, keep hearing that.
Yeah, people don't buy albums like they used to. There's a report in Rolling Stone that says we are witnessing the death of the format. Overall, album sales for downloads, CDs, and vinyl plummeted by 25% in the first half of this year when compared with the first half of last year.
Well, and you even hear, out of habit, I think a lot of artists, established artists, feel like we make an album. That's what we do. But you hear other artists, including one of the most outspoken is Gene Simmons of Kiss, who says, why would I go into a studio and spend money making an album that no one will buy?
Right.
They will just take it and listen to it for free. Now, he's not a relevant artist, in my opinion, but I can see why other new hot artists would say, it's not worth our money. It costs too much to make.
Or what we'll do is we'll take a tenth of that money, make one of the 10 songs we would have made, and we put that out, and people stream it. That's what people do now. They're actually saying that if this decline continues, and it probably will, then the sales in 2018 will end up at half of the size that they were as recently as 2015. The decline also means that consumers will have spent around half a billion less on albums this year than in 2017. And they're saying the music industry cannot save the album at this point. People's listening habits have totally changed. I know mine have.
Mine haven't.
So they probably won't. Well, you're hanging on for dear
life,
man.
I bought the whole Jay Mascis solo album on Friday and listened to the whole thing.
Yeah, I already own that because I own all the albums. I said to my device, hey, play the new Muse record. And it started playing. And I pay a monthly fee for that. I know. That's where it's at, man. I didn't listen to the Jay Mascis one. I'm sorry to say, Vinny.
You know, you'd like it.
Well,
you and John would probably be like, play those songs.
If I ever want to, I'll just tell my thing to play it for me. I know. It's disheartening. So they're saying that people's listening habits have changed. They will not stop streaming individual songs and go back to listening to a full 12-track album. Although I will say, on a very, very small level, because we've talked about music with my kids, our kids, their whole lives, and We talk very wistfully about the album and how precious music was and how you saved your allowance and you went and you got that record and you were the first one to have it and your friends came over to your house and you sat down and you listened through it track by track as you looked at the liner notes, and sometimes it came with a poster and you'd put that up in your room and you would be so psyched and it would be in your collection and one of the precious things that you owned. And it's clearly rubbed off because my younger son has a pretty large, I would say for my kid's standards, record collection. And he's always like, hey, I'm going to go into Amoeba Music. Hey, I'm going to go, you know, can I trade these old cassettes for him?
Good.
Like, yeah, if you can get anything for him, go for it. And streaming isn't going anywhere. Artists have totally embraced it. So a lot of the biggest releases this year were delivered exclusively on streaming services first and came out in a physical format long after the initial sales rush. So people who wanted to get it on vinyl or whatever, or a CD. So if artists can't make money on the random non-hit album tracks anymore, it's only a matter of time before they stop releasing them altogether. Anything that they put out, they'll put out. They'll release it in as big a way as they possibly can. Speaking of old school musicians, people whose albums you might have had as a child, Aerosmith's Joe Perry was hospitalized. He collapsed at a Billy Joel concert.
He's 69.
Well, I've got 68 here, but he's elderly. I don't know. And for I feel like rock years are hard years.
Oh, my God. They were very drug addicted for a long time, right? Aerosmith was gone and got themselves sobered up and had a comeback, but
yeah.
They were gone.
He was out of the band for a while because of his own problems.
Right.
I was at a show where Steven Tyler fell off the stage. I was like, this isn't going well. And a bunch of people that I didn't know were on stage. I'm like, Anyway, he had just finished playing Walk This Way with Billy Joel, and he was backstage and started gasping for air in his dressing room. He was carted away on a stretcher. Paramedics actually went so far as to shove a tracheal tube down his throat.
Which is major.
Yeah. That was to help him breathe, and he was backstage. They didn't even move him for 40 minutes. They were working on him for 40 minutes back there. One witness said, Joe did not look good. Yeah, it's not a good look when you have a tracheal tube and you're surrounded by paramedics, no matter what shape you're in.
I love him. I love Aerosmith. Well, I wouldn't say I love Aerosmith, but I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm.
And he's still a guitar god, and he's still everywhere. Like in guitar magazines, there he is with his shirt off. And a guitar slung around him, and he's still, and his hair's dyed. And
still rocking it.
He's trying his hardest, but he's 69.
It
may be time, is all I was getting at.
He was in stable condition by Sunday afternoon. This must be from yesterday. This morning, Perry remains in the hospital where he's alert and responsive. Perry's expected to return to the road later this month. That's what he needs. He'd recently announced a solo tour.
Yeah, I thought he released a solo album. Is it not out yet?
Aerosmith, I don't know. I feel like we would have played it if it had come out. Did we? God, that actually sounds familiar.
An Aerosmith album?
No,
Joe Perry's solo record.
Let me check.
They have a Las Vegas residency planned for next year, too. I remember seeing
like
dates
spring.
For that, but yeah.
Yeah, I think my cousin's going in March or April.
Oh, he released an album in January 19th, 2018.
Oh, so it's been a while, but we must have listened to it.
We did, yes.
So it's not clear what's wrong, but TMZ is saying that they were told he's had breathing issues for a few weeks and he's been suffering some kind of lung congestion. He also collapsed at a Hollywood Vampires show 2 years ago. I have in both of these stories, Vinny, they're saying he's 68, so I don't know what he is. But he's in his late 60s.
68, 69. Might be time.
This was 2 years ago, a Hollywood Vampires show. He collapsed due to dehydration and exhaustion.
He's sober, right? Oh, you don't know. It doesn't say.
So I've heard. Yeah, they're not specifically saying that here.
Looks like they have dates in Vegas, April, June, July.
Mm. Of next year?
Mm-hmm.
His solo band.
No, that's the Vegas residency he's going to do. I don't know how many shows they're doing a week, but that'll actually weirdly be a respite for them, even if they do a show every night.
They fight so much, him and Steven Tyler, about Joe Perry wants to go out on tour and make another Aerosmith album. And
He's an Aerosmith.
And Steven Tyler's like, no.
I want to go do fine. I want to make a country record. I want to go be on American Idol. I want to do other things.
Right.
Bruno Mars is from Hawaii. He's making sure that the people there are taken care of this Thanksgiving. He is working with the Hawaii Community Foundation to donate 24,000 Thanksgiving meals to families in need. They're saying that it must, the 24,000 must be like the 24 carat, you know, 24 carat magic.
It's thematic.
The Salvation Army says that his contribution is single-handedly expanding their reach and allowing them to include people who aren't able to leave their homes. So that's a nice thing that Bruno Mars is doing. A couple new songs today. There is a new Backstreet Boys song, which normally I would have whizzed right by. But it was written by Ryan Tedder of OneRepublic and Shawn Mendes.
Oh. Wow.
The song is called Chances, and the Backstreet Boys have a new single. Here it is. This song stinks.
Oh, there's AJ.
Here comes AJ.
You're kidding, right?
I feel like I've heard enough.
Yeah,
of this.
I know all these guys. I actually love Backstreet Boys.
Yeah, what
so
do you
you're
think
not
of that
kidding.
Song?
You, that was AJ?
Yeah, that was AJ.
Oh.
But
yeah,
I mean, I watched the reunion video that they're, you know, announcing they're going back on tour and all that.
I saw commercials for that all weekend.
So cheesy, it's so bad.
I know, but
and
all I
love
can
them
see is
too.
Screaming, boys and girls, for that. It looks like they're going to be playing August 4th, SAP Center, San Jose. Tickets on sale now.
I fully expected to like this song because I like both of those people as songwriters, but yikes, does that suck.
There's...
Maybe if they sang it, it would be a lot better.
Maybe.
Or they both wrote it and went, no, this one's not going to work. We can give it to somebody else.
Yes.
That's
right, exactly. They're like, oh, we're working on it. We were like, oh, well, this one's written, so let's just find some sap to record it.
Oh,
right.
No.
Oh, the Backstreet Boys will do it.
Ice Cube has a new song. It's called Arrest the President.
Oh, I love Ice Cube, but Ice Cube is not the friendly man you see in the movies, the family movies sometimes.
Yeah.
He's got some hostile records.
Hey,
the new
he just rhymed orange.
Did you know the new white was orange?
Not funny.
With pores.
I know, but I'm just saying, everyone always says you can't rhyme purple or orange. He just did it.
Oh, Ice Cube.
Let me hear that line again. All right.
Damn.
There you go.
That's nothing compared to his albums when he was young.
For sure.
It's good, though. He sounds angry.
He does, and
I can understand him, too.
A lot of people are going to not be happy. We just played that.
Oh, well. Oh, they aren't? Why?
Ooh. Well, people don't agree with that.
Oh, that's right. I forgot. I forgot we don't all feel the same about stuff.
It's
bewildering. okay. I had a couple things about Tekashi 6ix9ine.
Oh, okay.
This is, I know, this is a very, this story's been in development for a while. And I'm going to take it back a month to when Cardi B was accused by two bartender / waitress chicks.
Sisters,
right? Uh-huh. Yeah. She was accused of setting up an attack on them. Do you remember this?
To get a beat down, yeah.
And it happened. They were both hospitalized. Like, they were attacked. I want to say at the place where the chicks work.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what Tekashi 6ix9ine and Cardi B's relationship is, but he has hired these two strip club bartenders, these two sisters. He actually hired them for a video shoot that went down about a week ago. And this is the one where there was a freaking shooting. Kanye was there. Kanye's like, I got to go. I leave when the shooting happens.
Yeah.
Like, they rented a mansion somewhere in Hollywood, I don't know, Beverly Hills, some beautiful mansion. They got it all set up to shoot this video in. Everybody gets there. There were all kinds of, you know, famous people on site and a whole crew of people who were going to shoot the video, and everything's all set and ready to go. And somebody shot eight shots were fired.
Mm-hmm.
So it was and everyone ran for it, you know?
Well, yeah, I do know.
There's some video that was released this weekend, too.
Oh, the video...
Of the shooting.
Of the actual shooting?
Yeah.
Well, it's not too surprising that something was rolling. I mean...
Right, it is a video shoot after all.
I don't know how far into it they were. Mm. Anyway, I guess this is, you know, like sort of an aside to that story where there's an actual shooting and Kanye had to run. Cardi was arrested last month and charged with two crimes for allegedly ordering an attack on these two bartender sisters. She's had a longstanding beef with Jade, one of the sisters. The sisters' names are Jade and Batty G, B-A-D-D-I-E. She thought that Jade had slept with Offset. The sisters were hurt so badly they were hospitalized, and they're getting ready to sue.
Cardi B.
Yes. Joe Tacopina, they're calling him a mega lawyer.
I've never heard his name.
Me either, but they're... So they're saying that's the guy who's going to handle their suit.
All right.
Looks like they made themselves... Oh, here's a shot of the girls arriving. I can't handle it. Half the story's on there. I'll give it to you in a sec. Actually, maybe you can pull up. They're seriously hot chicks, big butts. You know, that's the style these days.
And I cannot lie.
Yeah. Looks like some major hair extensions. All kinds of purses. I guess they immediately went shopping as soon as they got to Tinseltown. They hit up Louis Vuitton. And Tekashi was taking them all around. Mm-hmm. Hey, let's go to all the boutiques.
Oh,
ladies.
So he's got bank, huh?
Yeah.
It's Tekashi.
Yeah.
They shut down the place as a throng of fans and paparazzi started to surround. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Nicki Minaj was also at the shoot.
Tekashi don't have that much money. Apparently, he's only worth $4 million.
Oh my God, he's poor. Anyway,
he's gonna go through it fast buying presents for those girls.
Yeah, and all the gold he's buying. He showed this big ass grill, both teeth, diamonds,
top and bottom, right?
Gold.
Well, tattoos aren't free, you know.
Right.
The sisters were on the set of the video shoot when the gunfire erupted Thursday night at a Beverly Hills mansion, bringing the production to a screeching halt. That's what happens. Plans remain in place for them to be part of the music video if it ever gets off the ground. No one was hit by these 8 shots that were fired. Here you go, Vinny. So this is the top
these
of the picture.
These are the nice ladies.
The top of the bottom of this page and the top of the next page.
Okay.
TMZ just prints pictures on 2 pages.
Is that tattoo? That's tattoo running all down the side of his face, huh?
Yeah.
Those ones around his hairline, you mean?
Yeah.
Those ones are new.
Oh, those are brand new?
Yeah.
He's not the one... Post Malone's the always tired guy.
Yes.
This guy just has he has the 6'9 on his forehead.
Uh-huh. He's got writing under, let's see, his left eye.
He does
but,
have some,
but,
yeah.
But I don't know what it says, but the one you're saying, always tired, is Post Malone.
Yeah. I don't love the face tattoos, but, you know, I guess they're not for me. At the movies over the weekend.
White biker shorts, that's a move.
The girls?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because that's...
The size of that butt coming down that escalator is, it's sizable.
But the white shows all of the...
Stuff.
Lines.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If you know what I mean.
Uh-huh.
Like you go black if you're trying not to show the shape of things.
Yeah, I can clearly see the shape of things.
Right.
I'm in love with the shape of things.
I have a feeling they don't care.
Oh, yeah, I'm guessing they went that way on purpose.
They're actually fully displaying
right.
that.
That's what they're trying to show you.
Hey, have a look at this. Oh, fork in the road.
Is this my day in front of the camera?
Yeah.
Well, I better.
My coming out party?
Show all my stuff.
Right.
I wonder if the shooting was PR related.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, yeah, boy, they are.
All right. Well, you guys... We've checked it out, so you don't have to.
Yeah, you don't have to. We're looking at it right now. Boy, they are just, they know how to walk downstairs. Turns out they're stairs, not an escalator. At the movie theater, there were a few new ones on here. People were talking about The Girl in the Spider's Web. That was 5th place. $8 million. The other new ones, Overlord, that's the one, I think that's the one about World War II, where these people land in an area they're not supposed to, like paratroopers are, they drop into the wrong place. It's like a zombie. They did, you know, the Nazis were doing experiments on people and turned them into zombies. So that one debuted in 3rd place with $10 million, and I hadn't heard anything about it until Friday. So did you see trailers for this one?
No.
Yeah. Bohemian Rhapsody was in 2nd place. It made another $30 million. So it's made $100 million in 2 weeks, and it's great. And your new number one is Dr. Seuss's The Grinch, and that did great. Made $66 million.
They got my money.
Nutcracker and the Four Realms made $9.6 million. So it's up to about $35 million in 2 weeks, and they're calling that the biggest bomb of the year so far. It was a very expensive movie to make, and actually the trailers look really good, but I guess people just aren't in.
The takeaway from besides the fact that they lightened up the Grinch a little bit, so it was a little more palatable for kids in this cartoon version that I watched. It wasn't as scary,
right?
In my opinion. I'm sitting there with my kid. We got our snacks, and we sit down, and and she's on the edge of her seat, barely touching her seat. And I go, honey, what is the deal? Sit back, relax. And she goes, my chair is wiggling underneath me. You know how the chairs are all set to react to the stuff that's happening on the screen?
Oh.
The vibrations, she couldn't get into it. So I was able to turn it off.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
so
yeah.
She was able to sit back in her chair, but she wasn't digging it at all.
Oh.
And I, frankly, could live without it as well.
Well, luckily, you can opt out.
Stinks, though. I don't understand. How people want that, huh?
Yeah, people like that whole immersive thing. They're doing that more and more, it feels like. I have to say, sometimes the chairs are too comfortable for me. Like, I have actually found myself drifting.
Do you want your chair to react to what's happening on the screen, though?
You know, I have to say, it's kept me awake at more than one movie.
Oh, you like it for that reason.
I don't mind it.
Who, man?
Yuzi, I don't think, likes it. Oh, they're busy doing that thing that landed on us a minute ago. Yeah.
Super.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, there you go. That was what was happening at the movies, and that's going to do it for the trash. Vincent, what is coming up?
Happy hour.
Oh, when?
After these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Alice in Winterland is officially sold out. So now the only way in is to listen and win. And you have five chances today, 9, 11, 1, 3, and 5. Be listening. Your first chance coming up in less than half an hour.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Bay Club, where every day is a getaway. Learn more, plan your visit at bayclubhappy.com. So here's what's happening. First, it is Veterans Day, and I would like to say thank you to all the veterans and the men and women who have fought and are serving, and also your families for their sacrifice. So thank you. We've been talking a lot about the fire, so we should also thank the Cal Fire crews. And if you want to stay up...
Heroes.
Absolutely. Mm. I have found how to stay up on this. Go to the Cal Fire Twitter.
Oh.
If you follow them, they do updates regularly. And so I just got the update on containment for a few of the fires that we know about. The Hill Fire, which is down south, is 80%. I believe it's down. Let me double check that.
It is.
That's the Ventura Fire. The Hill Fire is 80% contained. The Camp Fire, which is the one up here that burned Paradise, is 25% contained. And the Woolsey Fire, the one that burned in Malibu, is only 20% contained. So, and we have those Santa Ana wind conditions still blowing. So these situations are not nearly buttoned up.
Right.
So that's the latest I've got. I don't have a new death toll or anything. They aren't posting that information with their fire updates. But Cal Fire on Twitter is a great place to stay informed about everything. I actually, because there was a fire near my house over the weekend on Saturday, they were updating there.
Great.
The missus goes, yeah, we can go to Twitter and get the update.
Oh, that's
and
great.
That was, that's...
So it's just Cal Fire.
There's Cal Fire, which is the main one, and I'm following that. But there's also Cal Fire specific counties as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you can follow
your
the
own,
one near
right.
your... in your area to stay really up to date on that stuff.
Mm.
Okay, I mentioned happy hour.
Yes.
Apparently, November 12th,
that's today,
is happy hour day.
That's correct.
Oh, a Monday, huh?
Well, it's a bad day for happy hour.
Agreed.
Well, no.
It's not?
What's the problem?
Well, happy hour is normally Wednesday, Thursday, or Friday.
Generally speaking, it's
most
kind of
restaurants
Thursday.
And bars have it. Every day, though.
Well,
yeah,
sure.
They do.
Yeah. Yes.
But, I mean...
it's kind of an end-of-the-week thing, because you feel like, I can make it through one more day if I go to happy hour tonight.
Once you get past the hump, you're good.
Yeah. So today is happy hour day.
So today's a great day to get out and celebrate.
Mm-hmm. On a Monday.
For happy hour.
For happy hour.
Right. I'm going to pass.
What?
Yeah.
You don't pass on parties.
It just doesn't seem like a good right day for
it. I just passed on a huge, awesome party.
I know,
thanks.
You
see.
I totally, that's why I can't even talk about it. I totally have FOMO. I do. I can't even, I purposely did not look at social media.
Oh, did you defriend me again? Did you unfollow me again?
No, I thought about it, though.
You've unfollowed him?
She did it by accident.
I think I did by accident.
It was Bottle Rock, wasn't it? Or
it was something that I think I was like, oh, I was so jealous.
Yeah, that's all right.
That I couldn't be there for we all know what reason. And and I think I did it by accident.
Oh, that's
But then, when I went to go follow or see something on Hoomin, I go, oh, I think I unfriended you. I go, here, get me back on your Instagram. Oh. But I didn't want to look at all the awesome pictures.
Oh, that sucks.
I will tell you a occasion that we're celebrating this week as soon as we get the picture. This week is Human-Animal Relationship Awareness Week.
Oh.
And as soon as the pic arrives, we're going to post it and celebrate it.
What is the pic?
Pick is Yuzette and Ella.
Oh, he wants me to get a picture of him. That's not nearly as fun as your party.
Wow.
I don't like it.
So, but your husband's off today, so why won't you guys go out and celebrate
Or send me that pic.
Our oven is supposed to be delivered today.
Oh, bring a new oven.
That's a good reason.
That means you
got to
cook something.
Well, you know, yeah, I don't think I'll be cooking today, but
yay, growing up. It's so fun, everyone.
I know.
The things you'll skip for...
Oh, my oven's coming.
Appliances right. are arriving.
Well, it does kind of destroy your house when they pull one out and put another one in. You're going to have to clean up. And...
Then yesterday I go, I think we need to buy a new toilet.
Oh, no.
You know, blew the toilet up?
All these things are just, you know, the house, it starts happening where you're like, oh, God, now that needs to be replaced.
Now that needs to be replaced.
Can I just say it?
Bryn would love to.
The joys of homeownership.
Oh, I thought you were
going to say.
Bryn's a total, he's a plumber.
Well, he is.
I'm not going to do that to Bryn.
Thanks.
That's the best thing about renting.
The best, that you don't have to pay for anything.
You don't have to pay for anything, and whenever anything's broken, you call someone. It's beautiful. Yeah. It is beautiful.
Lucky.
While Hooman's here, I'll do this story.
All right. This is going to be rough, but here we go.
It won't be rough. Okay. It's actually going to validate your chosen lifestyle.
Woo! Woo!
The single bachelor.
It is. What happens to men who stay bachelors forever, according to science?
They die alone.
Most often, people feel sorry for singles and categorize them as sad and lonely.
Pathetic.
I didn't say pathetic.
Oh,
she said that.
I didn't say that.
That wasn't part of it. Anyway, and often they'll you know say, oh, the joys of marriage. You'll live longer. You'll have a more fulfilled life. Mm-hmm. You'll make more money. Mm. There are plenty of upsides to staying alone forever.
As they've
looked at it, they say, well, married men make from 10 to 40% more than singles do. Mm. They don't work as hard, and they know how to spend their downtime. The singles know how to party.
Right.
They also say singles, the average adult man single, has more than several close friends. Married men often say they have none.
You want to know why? The wives make them get rid of them.
No, they're too damn busy to have friends. That's why.
And they make more money, but they probably cost a lot more to be a married
man. Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Way more.
So much more.
You can live on so much
less
when
you turn around.
Even Bryn's not even married and it's costing him more.
Yeah, Bryn. Get him.
1 in 8 married men report having no friends at all.
Sad.
The truth. That is the truth.
I don't like that.
One of my buddies married this girl. I told him not to marry her. And I go, I know.
You told him not to marry her?
Yeah.
Does she know that you said that?
Probably.
Or is she finding out now?
She ended up cheating on him and leaving him. Anyway.
Oh.
And I'm that guy who said I told you so. Anyway, I don't want to.
Don't be that guy. Don't be that guy.
So he lost all his friends. And then when he finally, you know, lost her, I reached out to him and I go, bro, we can be friends again. I'm here for you.
Now that she's gone.
And I told you so.
Oh, people love hearing that.
Despite warnings of a loneliness epidemic, if you stay single, It turns out that you have deeper friendships and good connections with other people, so it's not as everyone says.
It's true, except when your male friends get married, then what he just reported actually happens, and you got to go find a boatload of new friends. But when you're single,
well,
it's
when
easy
you,
to
what
do.
What you need is married friends, then. Because
no.
then they're not. What, why not? You, I'm a married person.
Yeah,
we're
you
friends.
Spend every Sunday
every
at her
Sunday
house.
Here at my house.
Yeah. No, that's fine. It's fine. But I'm just saying, you know, when often
apparently
plus,
I'm not appreciated.
Well,
very
you get
much.
Plus ones aww. To stuff, and when the person's like, "Oh, bro, I got to bring my wife. I got to bring my husband." I'm like, out.
I only have a plus one.
I only have a plus one.
Anyway,
oh, okay, bring my wife then.
Science right. says it's not like everybody says. There are real upsides to staying a bachelor forever. So who, man? That's not what I was going to say. I was going to say, who, man? Keep doing what you're doing, buddy.
So thank you. I was at church and this woman comes up to me and she goes, "How can I pray for you?" I said, you know, pray for this prayer. And she goes, I'm not going to pray. She goes, "I'll pray for that, but I really want to pray that you find a wife."
Oh.
And I'm like, all right, well, let's do this.
Well,
this
of all
was
the
at
people
your
I
church?
Know, you,
yeah, on Sunday.
You do have, like, your wedding day all planned. I mean, you have your whole wedding planned.
I do have a plan, don't
you
I?
You just need a chick to slot in. Well, you threw quite the party on Friday night. I have to say, of all your parties, that one was...
That one was the best, huh?
It was great, Vinny.
You loved it.
Yeah,
maybe
the vibe was great.
That would be your thing once you leave here, is that you're an event planner.
The drinks were pretty goddamn
well,
expensive.
Yeah.
You had to pay?
Oh, I thought so. Did you eat anything or you had dinner before?
We ate before. It was $19 for a cocktail.
Oh.
Yeah. And there was apparently a tiny sign that said $10 mojitos.
Yeah.
Oh, so you could have gotten one of those.
We got the first round, and we got the first round for the four of us. It was $76. We're like, oh my god!
You should have brought your own.
Yeah.
Well, that's when you do see grown people sneaking in flasks. Like you're like, what are we kids at the dance? No, it's that the drinks are $20 each. I ran outside and got this from the liquor store across the street.
Oh, now that I think of it, maybe that is where I lost my credit card.
You lost your credit card?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Over the weekend?
Yeah.
Where? The
hotel? The bar?
I noticed later that night that I was like, oh, my credit card's gone because I was going
to. Yeah, you said it every time you went to the bar. You're like, I lost my credit card.
Yeah.
Did you
dude,
cancel
seems
it?
Like
no. I've been looking at my mint though to make sure that it's not. I just want to make sure. I feel like it's you know it's me. So I probably put it down somewhere or.
This seems like it requires a much
bigger
fine.
Reaction. It's a credit card. You can call and say that's on my charge. They're fine. They're good.
All right.
I want to call today though.
No, I don't want to. I mean, that's the other thing. You know, so much is hooked up to your credit card that you don't want to. You certainly don't want to change the number because now you got to remember everything that automatically, you know, between your fast fact and or your fast track. Or fast fact. fast track. Track. And your Amazon account and, you know, all the crap that's connected to it. It's such a pain to change the number. So I'm hoping it'll turn up. And I keep looking at Mint to make sure that I'm not getting any charges.
Do you want me to call the hotel right now? Didn't Hooman just say he was
I was sending them an email.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, an email.
It's blue, in case anyone's looking for it.
The card is blue.
It's blue.
And has your name on it.
It also has my name on it.
Right. KFC is jumping into the chicken and waffles craze.
About
15 years later than they probably should have, but they're there now.
So when we say chicken and waffles, we're talking like a waffle with maple syrup and all that, plus a piece of chicken on the side?
Yeah,
like,
that's
and you
correct.
Take, you
I believe that's
off.
the original, behind the craze is the full-blown chicken and waffle. According to KFC, while they'll be doing that combo, and it launches nationwide today, they'll also be launching a fried chicken sandwich with small Belgian waffle
oh, sandwich
as buns.
Parts. I see. Hmm.
You like that?
Mm.
I don't know.
I don't really. If I'm going to go to Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I will go. There used to be one right by my house. I'm just going to get the bucket of chicken. I don't want any fancy Belgian waffle sandwiches.
I do not like eating meat off the bone.
Oh, I love it. There's
and
something to,
and
something
the
to grab onto.
And the missus is all about that dark meat and wants to eat the...
Mm-hmm.
juicy meat.
Good meat.
Oh, God.
Do you like chicken and waffles? I don't like it.
I've never had it. I feel like I would probably like that.
Why wouldn't you?
I like waffles. I like, you know, certainly I want bacon covered in maple syrup, so why wouldn't I want chicken covered in maple syrup? I just like maple syrup.
How have you missed the craze?
I don't know.
I don't understand.
There's just no chicken and waffle places near my house, I guess.
Mill Valley.
Yeah. What are they, racist over there? Get a chicken and waffle house.
I don't know.
Damn.
Our text number is...
Where's my chicken and waffles?
800... Oh, by the way, let me just mention real quick, the 49ers play Monday Night Football tonight versus the Giants. That's going to affect your traffic.
It is.
If you're commuting in the South Bay, you know what to do. Although it is, a lot of people have today off, right?
That is true.
So maybe
it
won't be as big a thing.
It was very light on the way in, even for 4 in the morning.
Well...
Did you notice that? Or
I noticed that I had no problem. Yeah. No issues. My Google Home Hub said, smooth sailing.
Oh, really?
No problem. Easy drive in today. 1 hour, 13 minutes. I'm like, I'll shave those 13 right off. I'll shave 13 right off that Google Home Hub.
Oh, my God.
What?
You're just so far away.
I know. Did I say 800-400-3697? Because that's our text number. Here's some of the stuff you guys said.
All right.
The size of the fires are so huge it just boggles the mind. Yeah, they're gigantic.
Well, that stat about 80 football fields a minute is
unbelievable.
It's just almost incomprehensible.
I swear I had to look it up to check it, because when I first heard it I went, they got that wrong.
Yeah, right. And then you think to yourself, so as they're heading for this fire, do they just head for like 5 miles in front of it, because that's where it'll be by the time they get there? It's incredible.
707 says Sarah's brother is a friend hopper.
I'm not bothered by friend hoppers at all. If I introduce you to someone and you wind up being friends with them, awesome.
Yeah, you should get like a gold star for that. That's what you want. That's what I want.
510 is calling me out. Vinny, you have to buy at the surf shop. It's not a babysitting place. LOL. That's
a
story.
They're babysitting you over there. Well, if you need something, you do buy it, but you stop by.
I've told the story how I managed a surf shop when I was young, and the parents would literally drop their kids off and say, we'll come back and get you at dinner. And we would just be all, we're not. I don't understand why you think they can hang here like this.
And not, touching all the clothes with their grubby fingers.
Well, it's really just, you know, asking 1,000 questions. Anyway.
I would actually think someone like you would be down with that, because, man, someone asks you a question and you get going.
Well, I like to answer and complete.
Sometimes you get Vinny going and it's like, oh my God, someone stop him. Someone get him something to eat. It's adorable.
Just me? I'm the only one that talks a lot around here, huh?
No. I think what Sarah's saying, there's an intensity to your...
That is part of what I was saying, but...
What are you saying?
Saying I've watched you... go, oh, I'm all done, I'm gonna go, I'm gonna do this, and then someone starts talking to you and that's it, then they're like, you know, there you are. It's a half hour later, I'm like, well, I'm gonna leave, and should I go and save Vinny from himself, or get into these very deep conversations with people.
I like people.
I realize that.
Should I feel bad right now?
No, I'm not at all.
I think you're amazing for doing that and being interested in people.
Hear that? See?
You hear that?
But if you ever need to be rescued.
Just give us the look.
Give us a look.
We're experienced at that.
Scratch your nose.
Uzi knows if I've been talking to someone for more than 3 minutes, she should come save me.
Yeah.
Save me from myself.
You know how Hooman does it is just what he did to you the other day. Hooman will be talking to someone. As soon as he's done talking to you, he'll go, have you met Uzette? And then
he
brings them over to me and then he leaves.
That's
his move.
Just talking about something very specific.
But you do that all the time. Clearly you did that to Sarah at your birthday party when you wanted to get rid of all those moms.
It's messed up, Hooman.
I know.
Oh, at the birthday
mumble
party.
Right.
I was fine. I was fine at his party.
Yeah.
No, I know, but I'm just saying that he was shoving.
But he does
off.
Do that. Yeah,
shoving.
He does that. I just say, okay, great. It was nice talking to you. Have a good night. Let me know if you need anything.
I'll read the rest of the text after this. I don't know what's happening.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive.
It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.